Yo, podcast world, back again. It's your boy DR with another topic for you. Today we're going to talk about relationships, knowing your worth in them. That's the most important part. You got to know your worth in your relationships. If you don't know your worth, I mean, you're pretty much going to end up in a relationship where it's going to fail. You got to understand the type of treatment you deserve, the type of treatment you should be bringing out. Relationship is a back and forth give. There should be no selfishness in it. If you have anything that's selfish in your relationship, I'm telling you, if you don't fix it, you're wasting your time. You're going to end up failing your relationship anyway. First thing I'm going to touch up on is just, I think, like, in the beginning of a relationship, like, that first 6 months. Like, if you're single and you're listening to this, like, I kind of feel like, you know, sometimes, depending on what type of person you are, because you do get some people that do take those red flags seriously, but pay attention to them red flags. If you don't pay attention to the red flags, I mean, eventually you're going to end up wasting your time. Who wants to do that? Who wants to go out? You spend money. He spends money. Y'all kicking it. You trying to get to know him, but you seeing plenty of red flags. Maybe he's in his phone the whole time while you're on the date, or he got plenty of people calling him and he ain't turning the phone on silent, or you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just, he's just too cocky. Like, it really just doesn't matter. Like, you know, it's just swinging however, you know, he's just doing however he wants to do. You know what I'm saying? He's not really giving you that attention. You're really not getting to know him. He's in his phone the whole time. He's up back and forth to the restaurant. I mean, if any of that sounds familiar, you were wasting your time. So in that first 6 months, everything is about trying to get to know that person. It's about trying to figure out who that person really is. So I feel like those are the first things that you should look at within your first 6 months. The next topic I want to touch up on is just, what plans do you have for that person in your life? I mean, honestly, think about it. If you're going to be in a relationship with somebody, you gotta have some type of still plan for it. You cannot go into it just thinking it's going to be all love and roses and fucking and, you know what I'm saying, like, getting gifts and holidays. Like, relationships are so much more if you make it that much more. And you make it that much more by having a plan for that person in your life. As far as me, how I feel, how I like to do my relationships, and how, you know what I'm saying, I would like for things to go, is just the fact of, I'm here to help build you up, mold you. Kind of like a sculpture, you know what I'm saying? When I meet you, depending on where you at, a lot of people can touch up on your life if you let them. You got to think of it like an empty canvas, or maybe like a block of cement. You know what I'm saying? And you have the paintbrush, or you have the, you know what I'm saying, the tools for the sculpture to sculpt that person in any way that's going to make them better. Now, you got a lot of people that try to sculpt you into something that you're not supposed to. You got somebody that's trying to paint you as, you know what I'm saying, something negative, or anything negative, energy driven. Stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Breathe life. Like, I should want to help you get wherever you want in your career, or if you have goals, or if you have dreams. Like, if you want to run a makeup line, I'm here to try to help you achieve that. I'm here to build you up every step of the way. And I'm here to give you that constructive criticism and let you know how to be great. And while I'm doing that, you're doing the same thing to me. It's like, you know what I'm saying, writing a story on each other. You know what I'm saying? And you're steady turning the pages, writing y'all journey together. You know what I'm saying? And y'all writing each other in it. That's not a fairy tale. That's real life. Like, that would be the purpose. You know what I'm saying? You would get bored in a relationship if you have no plans for it. So if you never thought of it that way, maybe you should. The next thing I want to touch up on is share goals, visions, where you both are included. Kind of going to the plans. You know what I'm saying? At the end of that goal, at the end of that vision, that person should be there. There should be no instance where that person isn't included in whatever you got going on. If it is, then you're wasting your time as well. Know your worth. Know who you are. Know what to expect. Don't just take anything out of a relationship. Understand that you're going to need something more out of a relationship than just empty promises. Or, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and years go by and nothing happens. You know, like, you're supposed to be getting better over time. Because forever is a long time in the concept. Relationship, if you're you shouldn't be the type of person that bounce from relationship to relationship, man to man, woman to woman. You should be in a relationship where you're in it for the long haul. When you choose a person, when you say you want to, you know what I'm saying, make them exclusive, it shouldn't be, until you do something or until, you know what I'm saying, I get bored or until, like, a lot of people go into a relationship with a self-doubt, like, I'm going to just ride this however long it goes. No. Have a plan. That's a waste of time. Don't be in a relationship then. If that's your mind. Because your mindset is everything in a relationship. If you go into it like this is going to end one day, guess what? It will end one day. And that's why you find a lot of people that's just okay with stuff ending or used to stuff ending because their expectations has a timeline. You know what I'm saying? It has a deadline on it. Take away the deadline and actually put some energy into that person, man. Next thing I want to touch up on, and I only got three more things, man, for this podcast is the next one is in relationships. You know, relationships you've been in for like, let's say like 2 or more years, and you find yourself doing everything that you can. And then you start feeling like you're getting taken advantage of. That could be a dangerous spot because the more you pour into somebody and the more routine somebody gets to you treating them like royalty, basically, and you're not getting that same energy, eventually bad things come from that. You know, one thing about it is I think we get so comfortable with the person that we with that we forget that shit, it could be other people that want what you have. Especially with females, I know they get hollered at every day. They get flirt. They let me take you out for lunch. Oh, let me be your friend. Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? If you ever need somebody to talk to, which that's the dangerous motherfucker, because that nigga, he has an open ear and a mouthpiece to put in whatever he needs to. And guess what? You getting shitted on the whole conversation. And the fact that you ain't doing shit and the fact that it's feeling good that somebody else is agreeing with her about what she see, even though he really don't agree, he's just agreeing because he has an ulterior motive, doesn't really matter. It's dangerous. Don't let nobody else come in and do what you're supposed to do. Compliments. Never stop giving compliments. I feel like flirting should be a major thing in a relationship. There's so many people willing to flirt with the person that you with. You should be the one that does all the flirting. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? You flirting, but you ain't doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody, you should know your girl in and out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should come in and be able to try to swing anything that, oh, well, he never noticed it or she never noticed this. And then you got somebody exploiting everything that they want while you sitting here on your regular thinking everything good for you pop up with a surprise and think, oh, well, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. All right. And it's somebody else. Don't be that person. The next thing I want to touch up on, man, is the difference between loyalty and being loyal to a fault. Because you can... True indeed, I feel like loyalty is up there, like number one for me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta know that I can trust you. Like, loyalty is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's me and you until we Bonnie and Clyde in this bitch. And it get to a point where you'll get to be so loyal to somebody where they're not loyal to you or they constantly doing unloyal shit. And then you're sitting there being loyal to a fault because you're like, you know what? I'm not going to give up on you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got some hiccups. I don't want to be the one to just trash everything off the first get-go. But after so many times, where's the respect? It's a fine line between you're human and you're just taking advantage of this shit. And knowing the difference between is the work and the effort. Pay attention to the actions. Actions speak louder than words every day. People tell you they love you every day, but if the actions don't show that they love you, they blowing smoke up your ass. My nigga, it's time to go. So, in closing, my thoughts, as far as just whether you're wasting your time or if you're knowing your worth, understand what you want. You can have whatever you want. Stop settling. People bring up your insecurities and point at your insecurities and the things that, you know what I'm saying, you don't like about yourself. And they make you feel like, oh, well, damn, I can't do this, or damn, I can't find nobody else, or this is about as good as it's gonna get. No, it would get better. If you have to be by yourself, it would get better. Anything is better than getting shitted on every day. At least single, you can make yourself happy. Because can nobody make you happy the way you can make yourself happy? And if you can't make yourself happy, then you have soul searching to do. That's what I mean by knowing your worth. You know what I'm saying? If there's nobody else in the world that fuck with you, I fuck with you. Like, nigga, I fuck with me. You ain't gotta fuck with me. You ain't gotta fuck with me. I fuck with me. And I'm more than enough. So find somebody that feel the same way about you and you can feel the same way about them. Then you got a teamwork. You got a partnership. So that's my take on relationships, man. As far as knowing your worth, please do not waste your time. If you do like the podcast, if you like anything, please hit me up. You can definitely hit me up on the inbox. Shoot me anything as far as just letting me know as far as if you want anything else on the podcast or if you'd like to hear different topics, what topics you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Good criticism, bad criticism, I don't care. I feel like all of it is a way to improve, to give you what you want, because it's about you, the listener. So I want to thank you again, man. Signing off, it's your boy DR.